first parak in Bikurim, Mishnah Yud Aleph, is continue the list of situations which one would bring Bikurim and also say the parasha of Mikra Bikurim. Akoyim Shvosha Ilanus B'Toch Shel Chaveirim. Maybe Bikurim, if a person buys three trees in his friend's field, it's assumed that he's buying it with the land, and therefore he could bring it and also say the parasha of Mikra Bikurim. Rav Meir Omer Afilu Shnayim. Rav Meir held that, so as in previous Mishnah, and even if you buy two trees in your friend's field, it's assumed that you're getting the land together with the trees, and therefore you can say the parasha Mikra Bikurim, because it's considered something that grew from Admos Cho, from your earth. Kona Ilan Bekar Koi, if you specifically said you had one tree, then I'm buying it together with the land underneath it, then maybe it's a Koi. So then he would also bring the Bikurim and say the parasha Mikra Bikurim. And the Yudayim Av Bali Arisas Vechachoyres Mevim Bekoi. In the Tanakama, we had a Mishnah earlier in the Perek, that the sharecroppers do not because they don't own the land, they're just working on the land, like a renter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. He feels that these were sharecroppers that didn't get the job only for 1 year. It was like a family sharecropper that would do their whole lives, they'd be on the same land. He felt that was considered enough of a kinyan in the land to proclaim this is Admos Cho from his land. The Chacham disagree with him and say that unless you actually own the land, you cannot say that you would not bring the Bikurim and not to the Mikra Bikurim.